But if he sends military forces into a major American city in a state that didn't ask for it, beyond Los Angeles, what do Americans make of that?
Well, they should understand that he has other aims other than fighting crime. That's the first thing they should understand. The second is it's an attack on the American people by the president of the United States. Now, he may disagree with a state that didn't vote for him, but should he be sending troops in? No.
You said he has other aims. What are the other aims?
The other aims are that he'd like to stop the elections in 2026 or, frankly, take control of those elections. He'll just claim that there's some problem with an election, and then he's got troops on the ground that can take control if, in fact, he's allowed to do this.
Are you talking about invasion? Are you talking about him suspending elections? Or is it your belief he's an authoritarian?
Look, I can tell you this. I built a Holocaust museum. I know what the history was of a constitutional republic being overturned after an election in 53 days. And I'm very, very concerned. We could talk about lots of authoritarian regimes in the world, but that just happens to be the one that I know. And I can tell you that the playbook is the same. It's thwart the media. It's create mayhem that requires military interdiction. These are things that happen throughout history. And Donald Trump is just following that playbook.